to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, my name is Phil Wainwright, Community Manager for Leveraging the Connected Web on eBizQ. It's my pleasure today to be joined by Jeff Friend, Founder and CEO of Clickability, which provides web content management, but not as software you run on your own web servers, but as a service in the cloud. So Jeff, it's good to have you with us today.
Thank you. Good morning.
Jeff, Clickability, I know, got started in web content management, working with media and entertainment companies, but I think it's now getting customers from other industries. And I guess that's an indication of the fact that businesses are having to do a lot more with their websites these days than they used to.
Absolutely. To remain competitive these days, marketers are really looking for a new type of web content management platform. One that really bridges to other platforms, other marketing systems, and is able to deliver a true holistic web experience to their constituents. One of the things that we've identified is that across customers' entire customer lifecycle, so beginning with lead, through sale, through support, through account management, there's typically one single consistent element across all those areas, and it is the website. So what corporate marketers are looking for right now is the ability to deliver a consistent, holistic experience across that entire customer lifecycle.
So, Jeff, when you say the entire customer lifecycle, what you're saying is that whereas the website used to be kind of an online brochure that people might go to when they were thinking of working for the company or becoming a customer or something, but not very much otherwise visited, now there are lots of other reasons why customers will need to come to the website as part of their interaction on a day-to-day basis.
That's right. And the opportunity there is to take the website, allow it to interact with other platforms, so like a CRM platform or a marketing automation platform or a Salesforce automation platform, and really turn the website into something that delivers, you know, real core business value beyond just delivering, you know, essentially static content through a brochureware website. So something that presents the marketing team with new opportunities to create and nurture leads, something that presents the sales team with new opportunities to engage and work with prospects online, you know, ultimately with the goal of accelerating sales and creating kind of true business value in a new way.
Right. And I guess providing customer service as well. So in effect, the website becomes the public face of the internal business systems of the organization. And I mean, that's something that traditional web content management products have been very much more kind of stovepipe approach, which doesn't interact very well with those other systems. And I suppose, therefore, it's quite a challenge to adapt to this, the new demands of this more web-connected world that we're in these days.
Yeah, that is true. And what you see is web content management platforms like the Clickability platform, you know, adapting to meet those new demands. So it's by really focusing on keeping the core content management capabilities and really empowering the non-technical users to own that component of things, and at the same time creating the economical ways to integrate with other platforms. So one of the problems with traditional web content management products is that they're extremely expensive to integrate across, you know, a set of other systems. In today's world, with so much shifting to the cloud and the adoption of standards for integration, that becomes a much more palatable proposition to start to tie all these things together through the single web experience.
Right. So what sorts of feature sets are we seeing included in web content management nowadays that hasn't been included in the past?
Sure. So it's the toolkits for kind of rapid integrations. It's more out-of-the-box functionality. So you're seeing more web content management platforms having tools and having features for something, you know, say like landing page management. So something right out of the box that, you know, in previous generations was probably left to the customer to develop that themselves. So these more rapid ways to create either the integration points or the actual resultant features themselves are, you know, what we're seeing in the marketplace right now in terms of new feature sets being driven by the WCM providers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, this whole environment is moving pretty fast now, isn't it? I mean, there seems to be new stuff on the web every day and new innovations of how people can innovate on their websites in the way that they interact with customers. And I mean, that, of course, has got to be one of the big challenges for a traditional software model, where actually rolling out upgrades for all of these capabilities must be quite a challenge.
Absolutely. There is a true competitive advantage that we have being a software as a service provider, in that our model allows us to innovate much more quickly. This is really important when you're dealing with something like the internet, like with the web, which is itself evolving very quickly, and will continue to evolve quickly. The only way to truly be able to keep up with that is to be able to innovate quickly, you know, as a technology provider. And doing it as a SaaS provider is really the only opportunity to do that now. To do it tied into the legacy operating models of installed software, it just doesn't work with the rate of change that we're seeing.
And one of the customers that you've brought on board recently, I think you're announcing today, is BMC Software, which obviously is a big company. And it's interesting that a company of that size and nature has decided to go with the SaaS model for web content management.
Sure. And we're, you know, thrilled to have BMC as a customer and thrilled to have them on the Clickability platform. When you look at why they chose to move to the cloud for their web content management, it goes back to the same value propositions we've already touched on today. So it's about the empowerment of their non-technical users while at the same time having a rich environment to create the integration points to their other platforms and really drive towards this idea of the unified web experience for their customers, their prospects, their constituents. And it's also about the aspect of innovation, you know, about the idea that the web is evolving rapidly, and the way to keep up with this is by using platforms that can evolve rapidly as well. And what they've already seen as a customer is that by using a SaaS web content management system and by actually using other SaaS and other cloud offerings as well, they're already creating the new opportunities for their marketing team there to support their sales team, for them to grow their pipeline faster, and already achieving some of those core business values that this new type of website can deliver.
Yes, and of course that's another advantage of the SaaS model, that you do get to see the results more quickly, although I suppose with web content management, you've still got to build the site before you can go live with it, but you can shortcut that process.
Absolutely. I mean, we see integration times, you know, anywhere from a quarter to a tenth of the experience of using one of the installed traditional web content management platforms. And then, you know, the final piece of this too is, and it certainly can't be ignored, is that there is a total cost of ownership argument as well for the SaaS model, and that there are true cost savings by moving WCMS outside of the firewall and into the cloud.
Right, and along what sort of lines are the cost savings, where do they most take effect?
Sure. A lot of it comes down to the operational efficiencies of running in the cloud and the Clickability platform's underlying infrastructure and the scale of operations can deliver, you know, a high performance, a secure, a scalable environment at a fraction of the cost that customers would typically incur running the same sort of infrastructure internally.
Right. Okay. Well, great. Thanks very much. I'm Phil Wainwright. I've been talking to Jeff Friend, CEO of Clickability. Jeff, thanks very much for joining us today.
My pleasure, Phil. Thank you.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.